thank you for those of you who stuck around to hear my my talk. So I'm going to kind of bypass this slide and start to talk a little bit about the tree hole food web. And so I mentioned a little bit earlier that detritus and stem flow are the primary inputs in these systems. And what detritus and stem flow provide are a source of dissolved organic carbon, as well as nutrients such as nitrogen and phosphorus, fine particulate organic matter, as well as colloidal organic matter to the system. And what these inputs do is support what we call the microbial loop right here, which consists of fungi, bacteria, and protozoans. So all of these microorganisms can are in the tree hole and can be divided up really into two different types, either substrate-associated, associated with leaf material, and container walls, as well as water column-associated microorganisms. And in the tree holes, macroinvertebrates are really the dominant consumer, and in many cases, such as in the cases of mosquitoes, the microorganisms, fungi and bacteria, really support the growth and production of macroinvertebrates. And so mosquitoes are often the dominant macroinvertebrate in Michigan and much of the northeastern United States. This mosquito will be Euclerotatus triseriatus. And this mosquito is an important vector of diseases such as La Crosse encephalitis, as well as West Nile virus. And the success in terms of adult productivity and adult body mass really depends on the nutrition that these mosquitoes receive at the larval stage. So larval mosquitoes are predominantly browsers. And that means that they are browsing the microbial biofilms that are associated with leaf and container surfaces. But to a lesser extent, they are also filter feeders that will filter particulates and microorganisms from the water column. In addition to mosquitoes, skirted beetles are also present at times in tree holes at the larval stage. They are terrestrial as adults. And many studies, some of which are listed here, have indicated that the skirted beetles may facilitate mosquito growth when present at certain densities. So when resource levels are low, mosquito growth can be promoted by the presence of skirted beetles. And so what skirted beetles do, they're shredders. You can see one down here. And their feeding results in the skeletonization of leaf detritus. And this shows a little bit of the beginning of leaf skeletonization. So there are several mechanisms that have been postulated for how facilitation may be occurring, which include perhaps the skirteds are creating a larger surface area, making it available for microorganisms to grow, as well as for mosquitoes to feed upon. Perhaps they are converting more of the coarse particulate organic matter, the big chunks of things like leaf material, into smaller fine particulates that are more readily ingestible by the mosquitoes. As well as converting it into fecal material in the form of frass. And then a recent study has shown that decaying skirted carcasses may also be contributing a very rich resource that would promote mosquito productivity. But I mentioned earlier in the talk that mosquitoes are really feeding on this microbial biofilm that's associated with leaf material. And we know that this is important for driving the mosquito populations. And so what has been missing kind of in the story of facilitation is what is actually going on at the microbial level. And so that's what we sought to look at. And we hypothesized that skirted beetles might in fact be decreasing detrital composition rates, which would then in turn drive the microbial community dynamics. And so a prediction from this hypothesis is that microbial community changes should be evident in the presence of skirted beetles. And there are a couple ways of looking at this. You can look at the whether the presence of skirted beetles are increasing the productivity, the activity, or the abundance of microorganisms. And you can also look at the microbial community structure itself and see whether there are any shifts occurring in the microbial communities when skirteds are there. So to look at this, I constructed a microcosm experiment that was completely randomized 2x2 factorial design. And I had two factors, skirteds and triseriatus larvae. And so I used 0 or 10 field collected second to third instar skirted beetles. And then I had 0 or 40 first instar newly hatched mosquito larvae taken from our laboratory colony. And I used a 1 gram oak leaf pack and 500 mils of water, as well as a 3 mil microbial inoculum. And that basically consists of natural tree hole water and particulates that have been homogenized and incubated in the microcosm prior to adding the macroinvertebrates. And then I analyzed these experiments using a two-way analysis of variance and also a principal components analysis. And I took several measurements from my microcosms. to look at first microbial activity, and so I looked at fungi separately from the bacteria. And to do this, I looked at abundance using a fungi using ergosterol, which is a fungal sterol, as a measurement of the fungal abundance, and you can look at that using HPLC. And then for bacteria, you can do direct microscopic counts of the bacteria using the DNA dye DAPI. And then I also looked at fungal activity by measuring decomposition enzyme activity. So fungal decomposition enzymes that are targeting the plant polymers, cellobios and xylose. And so what you do there is these plant polymers you can incubate with your samples from your microcosms, be they water or, in this case, I used leaf disc sonicates as my sample, so I knocked off all of the fungal community, and then incubated it with these labeled polymers. And so upon binding to the enzyme, there will actually be a fluorescence that can be measured spectrophotometrically. And then after looking at microbial activity, I'm going to talk a little bit later about the microbial community structure, which I looked at using a molecular genetic technique called TRIFLIP analysis. So first, I want to show you what happens when skirtids are present. This is the leaf mass remaining in the experiment at the end of the experiment in microcosms. At the bottom along the x-axis, there's skirted density, either 0 or 10 skirtids. And then the blue bars represent 0 mosquito larvae, and the yellow bars represent 40 mosquito larvae. And what you can see is that skirtids had a significant effect on the proportion of leaf mass remaining, really significantly decreasing the amount of leaf mass that is present in the microcosms at the end of the experiment. So you see a significant effect of reducing leaves. I'm not going to talk right now about the fungal abundance, which did change, and in fact fungi increased in the presence of skirtids, but in the interest of time, I am going to talk to you about fungal activity. And so what this shows are the two plant polymers, xylose and cellobios, at days 20 and day 40. And then along the bottom are mosquito densities of 0 and 40. And the blue bars represent 0 skirted beetles, and the black bars represent the 10 skirteds. And what this shows for both of the plant polymers, that there's a significant increase in fungal enzyme decomposition activity when skirted beetles are present. And this is across the board at both sampling dates and for both plant polymers. So again, significant increase in the decomposition enzymes that are supplied by the fungi. Okay, so terminal restriction fragment length polymorphism analysis is the technique I use to look at these communities in terms of structure, who's there, and in what abundance. So to do this, to obtain this profile, I amplified the community DNA, fungal and bacterial communities separately, using a FAM-labeled primer. Okay, so this is a fluorescently tagged primer. And 16S ribosomal DNA and 18S ribosomal DNA are universal primers that can respectively amplify bacteria and fungi. So then I can do a digestion and basically get different fragments sizes for each unique species in the community. Okay, and you can use gel electrophoresis to get a profile of your community. And I'm just going to speed this along a little bit, but using this technique, you can get a profile that looks something like this here, with your abundance being the fluorescence of your primer, and then different size fragments representing your species. And so this is what we see for bacteria using principal components analysis. The red represents 0 mosquitoes, and the blue is 40 mosquito larvae, that's L. And then the filled-in colors are the presence of skirtids, and the non-filled-in colors are no skirtids in the microcosms. And what you see is that for both leaf and water bacterial communities, there was significant effects. Mosquitoes tended to have the most effect on principal component one on the leaf microbial community. But then skirtids actually had a bigger effect on the water bacterial community. This is the same thing, so the same symbols are represented here. And again, we have leaf on the top and water on the bottom, but these are fungal samples. And so, again, mosquitoes actually had the biggest effect on the structure of these communities, okay, on principal component 2, which is the y-axis, and then principal component 1, the x-axis. Okay, so to summarize really quickly here, both mosquitoes and skirted feeding effects actually did or mosquito and scurvy feeding affected the bacterial and fungal communities. I didn't show abundance data for bacteria or fungi, but fungi increased in the presence of scurvids and bacteria decreased in the presence of mosquitoes. And then there was more fungal decomposition enzyme activity associated with the scurvid presence. And this supports our hypothesis of increased leaf processing influencing the microbial community. We do know that mosquitoes have a bigger effect on community structure of rather than scurvids. And these shifts really suggest that scurvid beetle feeding is facilitating mosquitoes through the microbial community, perhaps more so than increasing the fine particulate organic matter. And again, the fungal enzyme activity and the abundance of fungi increasing really suggests that they may be more important than bacteria in providing a resource to developing mosquitoes. So that was great.